It's time for Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Now, let's have some fun. Here is your host, Johnny Radio. Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little... It's yo. Welcome into a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Dave Lotion just tore it up on a little Wolo and Friends today. Enjoy talking with TJ Reeves earlier and Mike DeCourcy. Ted Butler, he's a smart individual and said, I'm not talking with that dipstick. That guy doesn't know anything about golf. I'm not going to have some degenerate ask me a question that's so stupid.
What if your hand eye coordination is better than his?
He was a pro golfer.
I'm just saying.
Now he's older than me. Yeah. I'm kind of old.
But then again, at the same time, he is older. Hand eye coordination probably still nice.
He is pretty nice, man. He'd probably tear my ass up on a golf course. The thing is because I don't know how long the stuff goes. That's my problem. I hit the damn thing.
That's fair.
I hit the hell out of that joint.
You just ain't up for tracking it.
I just either hit it over the damn green or short of the green or to the left of it or to the right of it.
You track line drives, they go over the wall.
Drives me crazy. Yeah, that's what I like. I loved watching college baseball this weekend, by the way. I'm going to tell you, I saw some of the most buck-ass wild baseball games and ending and like the walk-off with North Carolina.
Like, I walked in on that one.
Like, damn, man. Like... the third baseman, I'm going to feel sorry for the third baseman forever because this is like you catch that ball, son. What happened is he got alligator arms because he didn't want to run into the net. And I know it's a brick wall, but damn it, you run through that damn thing if you have to. That thing landed.
Get NIL money now, baby.
That thing bounces in foul territory. You catch that junt, son. And the damn center fielder also for USC. You got to be able to, like, be at a distance. I know you got a weak arm, but there are two outs, son.
How you play center with a weak arm?
Man, I mean, he has a good arm. I'm just saying he ain't coming out there like he's Ichiro Suzuki and firing one or Ronald Acuna when he threw out homie this year at third base, dude, and like, dude was like, "What the hell? He caught it over his shoulder, all so casual, and then fired one from the deep right field all the way to third base and gunned homie tagging.
Little Willie Mays with Bo Jackson all in one play,
dude. The Harold Reynolds one when Bo Jackson threw out Harold Reynolds."
It take Harold to tell the story.
God, dog, dude. And Harold was rolling, too, bro. There ain't no way Bo was supposed to pick that ball up and toss his ass out, like, at home. No way in hell.
One hopped him.
No, it didn't even hop.
It never touched the ground. Man, threw a strike, man.
He threw it from the wall.
Man, threw a strike from the wall, bro.
To the catcher, and dude caught it. Never touched the ground, never hit a cutoff, man.
Smooth tag.
Ain't gonna lie, it was one of the high. He threw it about probably 20 feet high. Like, he... and that thing launched out and came right down. Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am.
You think that throw gets there the same way if they're not in the kingdom? If they ain't just in the open air?
I mean, yeah. Actually, no. Bo, that ball was going through anything, man. He threw that damn thing 105 miles an hour.
He would have got there, but you think Harold would have got there just an inch ahead of it?
I don't know, man. I don't think so.
Just because, hey, Bo, huh?
All bases are 90 feet. All diamonds are the same dimensions, bro.
I'm just looking at it in terms of being in the open air versus wind could have messed with it or whatever.
What if it was behind him, man? It would have been really gone.
This is true.
I'm giving Bo all the love in the world. You know I'm a big Bo Jackson fan. But the College World Series, man, big shout out, of course, to our people in Oxford. Who are heading back to the College World Series in Omaha. In fact, we got a couple teams that are getting ready to rock and fire in Omaha. I'm fired up for it. I'm here for it. I love it. You got to say congratulations. First appearance for West Virginia. You know how many couches they probably burned in West Virginia? Because that's what they do when they celebrate. Did you know that?
Yeah. Burn couches and sing Old Country Road.
Dude, they sang it really good, man. The whole stadium. That was really solid. Yeah. I love seeing teams make it for the first time. Troy is a 4 seed make it. That's their first time. This is Ole Miss's 7th time in the College World Series. Georgia has made it for the 7th time. North Carolina for the 13th time. And again, North Carolina prevented USC from making it. Texas has also made it as they beat Oregon yesterday, in which was a like awesome game as well. I mean, the closer for Texas came in and the bottom of the 8th and said, "Here comes my fastball and I need 6 outs. We've got a lead." And he went ape-ish, if you know what I'm saying. It was awesome. And again, college baseball, the back and forth. Y'all see the Mississippi State-Georgia series? So, home runs left and right. It was, man, I loved it.
And that's what you refer to as the billionaire at a brothel level of scoring.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was going on in that one.
And
I didn't really catch it, but I think we got somebody who
knows a lot about it. Yeah, he's the man. He's the myth. He's not a myth, man. He's a living legend, dude. He's Jake Crane. He's over there at 0-3 tearing things up. It's Blaine Crane. It's Jake Crane. And it's Dave and Cone. It is Crane and Cone over at 0-3. Make sure you're always checking them out. I think they do college football better than anybody on planet Earth. Like, that's... I like Mike DeCourcy over at the Sporting News. I love talking with TJ Reeves about some NFL Bucks sideline guy and stuff like that. But there is nobody. Because, by the way, Jake talks to everybody who's everybody. Check out his show. It is a must. What up, Jake Crane?
Oh, what is up, party people? Maybe one day I'll be a myth, right? Because if you ball enough while you're real, you kind of eventually become a myth over time. So maybe
dude, you'll become a mythical creature like the thing in
Oh, God. Could I be that half man, half horse?
Yeah, dude. The Pegasus.
Yeah, give me that.
And they fly and stuff, too, man.
No, I know. I want it all. That seems like the best one to me.
And then there was that crazy thing. Do y'all ever see that? The never-ending story. It was that my generation and not yours.
Oh, God. Tell me that big dog.
Yeah, that crazy-ass thing.
I don't know.
That thing was scary looking to me when I was a kid. I didn't like it. I would have never rode him.
He was like, dude, you need to brush your teeth, man. You got yellow eyes. Like, stay off the liquor. Look like you got.
Yeah, no, he definitely had liver problems.
Yes, definitely.
That thing looking like Jordan on NBC now, man.
Now,
yeah, looking like Lamar Odom.
Coming straight out of coma. Man, took down there like what? 10 balls and 100 Viagra, 31 no. women.
Yeah.
And still, for some reason, wants the big Kardashian. I'm like, bro. Don't, like, well, she'll kill you faster than anybody or have you cut your thing off like her mama had our former Olympic champion do it.
Oh, no.
That'd be terrible.
Not good.
Not good. But you know what? There's some bad stuff to talk about when it comes to the NCAA we're going to get to in a minute. But I'm going to talk about the good stuff, what I saw this weekend first and foremost. I haven't touched anything about college baseball. If you were watching the Super Regionals this week, I don't know why. I just now have gotten to a point where the college postseason has become better to me than the Major League Baseball season.
Like, yes.
I can't believe I'm saying this.
Yes.
Because that's hard for me, but it is becoming like the postseason of Major League Baseball is great, but from the regionals to the super regionals to Omaha, all the teams that are involved, the wild games, the pitchers – doing crazy things like starting on Friday and then coming in and throwing 7 more innings on a Sunday. Like, whoa, damn, homie, you just threw like 230 pitches in 48 hours. Or, you know, just dudes hitting walk-off home runs or third baseman's alligator arms and come up short, and then the next thing's a game-winning hit. Like, the drama has been insane. And the way they've packaged it, I got to give huge credit. Like Rhino, the Georgia catcher. One of his stories. I just thought it was so well done. Like, how could you not get involved and love it? Like, when you hear somebody who's like this kid at Georgia who's what, stole 25 bases, hit 30-plus bombs, one of the best catchers. I mean, again, he's a catcher for Georgia. And then he came up massive and one of the most home run filled buck ass wild series I've seen in a long time with Mississippi State and Georgia.
20 homers in two. Well, I think it ended up being more than that. Like 23 homers in two games.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny Radio, two things can be true at once. Both the Major League Baseball postseason and the college baseball postseason are fantastic. I think they're fantastic. But I think college baseball is just better right now. And I think the ability to now gamble on the sport has increased its popularity, especially if you play quarterback at Texas Tech. So, it has been awesome. You've had some amazing games. You've had some incredible environments. I mean, you look at Morgantown, West Virginia. There's not a piece of furniture left there after this past weekend. Nebraska hosted a regional this year, and then obviously the SEC schools and how nuts that is. It is just an awesome sport overall, and I'm so glad it's finally starting to get the recognition that it deserves because it's been great for a while.
It really has been great for a long time, and I've always been because, you know, college baseball guy being me, I've always liked it. It's just now that it's realistically, I think it's the coverage. The fact that you're able to see all these games and it's right. And it's like during the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball and you got the days off and, you know, they played on Friday in the NBA and they didn't play again till Monday. What was everybody doing over the weekend? Hopefully watching college baseball.
They've timed it right. Now if we can only time it right in football.
No kidding. There's so many things we're going to have to get to in football. But before I do, we do have still a couple games that are left to be decided. You have the Oklahoma-Kansas series right now. And I believe Oklahoma, they're up on that series, aren't they?
They're up 1-0, and I think they're up 7-1, and Bama's up 1-0, and they're up 7-2. In the top of the eighth.
Oklahoma's up 8-1. Yeah, and they're – I can't remember.
They're in the third, I think. So there's still a little ways to go in that game. But it seems like Alabama's going to punch theirs here pretty shortly because they only got, I think, six outs left to get. And I don't think they're going to give up that lead. And then it's going to be set, man. It's going to be set.
And then it's going to be an absolute party. What do you think about the fact that we got – I mean, let's just be real. I mean, two more SEC teams punched their ticket along with Georgia and Ole Miss. They got half the party.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. I mean, if you've kept up with college baseball, you know, the Big Ten hadn't started dominating this one yet. I can tell you that for sure. But, yeah, that's not surprising. To be honest with you, I get that just like it happens in March Madness, once you get far long enough in the tournament that you may have to play somebody from your same conference. But I hate they put Georgia versus Mississippi State in
the same bracket.
And Auburn versus Ole Miss in the Super. Like, I wish that we could re-see.
Half the bracket's the SEC, and then the other half's everybody else.
Yeah, yeah. And I get the way the math, when you have that many teams that makes it, but I wish there was a way to get around that. But, I mean, it's been phenomenal.
Yeah, it has been phenomenal. What's one of your better, like, stories from it? Like, who is there anybody that's, like, stuck out?
How you don't look at Troy, me being from the state of Alabama.
West Virginia's first time to make it here.
Dude, that and they crushed Cal Poly twice. Mm-hmm. Just crushed them twice. Look, they're hot. They're hot. They've got a couple guys that get on the mound with Cole and Yeal that can really do it. And the bats have really come alive in this second half. They got a kid, I can't even remember his name right now, but he is just electric at the plate. Five-tool guy. But no, West Virginia's got a shot, man. I would not be surprised at all if they won it.
And, you know, like, dude, I mean, Texas, they're just, they have so many dudes. They hit bombs left and right.
They're a Major League Baseball team.
That Oregon team fought their little ass off and everything. They just didn't have enough. They didn't have enough pitching depth. And Texas always seemed to come up with the big hit at the right time. Ole Miss, their pitching is phenomenal.
This all shucks thing that we got going on, like, it's like, look, man, we lost 0-4 in super regional games the past 2 years that you've hosted. You're hitting 120 with runners on base at home. And look, Butch Thompson's a great coach. He's done great stuff for Auburn baseball. But this whole, we're like Russell Crowe in American Gangster. We'd give the million back if we found it. We'd give it back. We wouldn't keep it. We'd 100% take it to the police station and give it back.
Dude, it's kind of crazy to think that this is Texas' 39th College World Series appearance.
Out of what, 69, 79? Something like that? You're going there half the time? Like, I don't care how big Texas is and this, that, or the other. That's so incredibly impressive.
It really is. And I also thought, man, for a minute there, you know, I thought the ACC was not going to be represented for the first time in a while. North Carolina was on the ropes the other day.
God, catch the foul ball, guys.
Dude, that's what I kept saying. I'm like, that third baseman, bro, you're getting paid now, man. You went over there an alligator on that screws your pitcher.
It cost Arkansas a national title.
Sure did.
Dropping a foul ball like that's what it reminded me of. But
oh, my God.
Just brutal, and then oh boy gets up there. And just goes, Oppo Taco, hey, I'll see you at the crib.
And I have to say, man, where was the center fielder, man? Like, you weren't playing a little bit farther back. The dude's only hit, like, what, three doubles that day?
Well, dude, I didn't think he went balls to the wall for it.
I didn't either.
Like, you got to go. This is
for the College World Series.
Doesn't matter at this point. Yeah, like,
roll.
If I got to break two legs to get there, I'll do it.
I'm right there with you. Now, last but not least, and we're going to get to college football, I promise. When you look at, like, I mean, I would think that there's got to be basically, like, four major teams that I look at that I think can really, really win this bad boy. And I would honestly be not lying. I mean, I think Ole Miss, I think Georgia, I think Texas, I think Alabama, maybe North Carolina.
North Carolina's got the pitching to win. Like, here's the thing. That park is huge.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's
you're
where
you're gonna hit home runs, mm-hmm. but like it's a pitcher's park. So
Ole Miss, that's why I like Ole Miss because of the pitching.
I'm trying to think right now of who has the best combination of hitting and pitching. Because Georgia's got good pitching, but it's not great.
Hey, Sabe.
I would say you gotta look at Ole Miss. Especially with the way that they can swing it 1-9, but the pitching depth and the experience.
And the experience with all the seniors. I mean,
yeah.
Elliott's a knife fighter who's been in this. He's already got a College World Series ring. Judd Unimark's a senior. And by the way, is he just mashing bombs left and right? Like, Lord
God,
mercy.
He should never be allowed in Lee County, Alabama again.
No kidding.
I think we should ban him. Man, that's why again.
And by the way,
I'm,
Auburn, I'm, like that, they, like I felt bad for them in that series, basically because.
Man, don't feel bad for it. We can't hit with runners in scoring position. Don't feel bad for it. We already feel bad enough for ourselves. Like that thing, and we're just like we get there in the post game presser, we're like, oh shucks, you know, I hate that we lost, but I tell you what, we're all friends.
It
man,
all felt like
friends,
Auburn
dog.
Every time. Like I was going to say, you had a big spot. Ole Miss came up with the big pitch.
Well, Auburn's got to fire Gabe Gross, the hitting. Like, listen, this whole thanks for playing, being a good player at Auburn, but dude, whenever we face good pitching, we're like Drew Barrymore from 51st Dates. We just forget. Like every day, we're just going to get a pineapple for our dad's birthday, and then we just do it again.
Helen, did you see who's the infield coach over at Texas?
I did not.
It's Troy Tulowitzki.
Oh God! I remember when he was just—he's
their infield and hitting coach.
Yeah,
and they
do
got,
we have him.
Yeah, and also Texas has the best, you know, the pitching coach they say in the country. He's like the youngest pitching coach. Max Wiener is actually his name. I'm not joking.
That was my nickname in high school.
That's a great name, by the way. Yo, babe, that's just a pickup line. I'm
yeah,
Max
it's like wait a minute.
Wiener.
What do you do for a living?
But like they have a great staff and a bunch of great teams. I mean, this is going to be a great College World Series. But I'm going to go now talk about the bad. And I've been bitching and complaining for so damn long, but nobody listens to me. How is it that we cannot figure this out? I mean, dude.
Well,
like this.
I mean.
Common, like everything's being adjudicated. It's gotten so normal. The NCAA doesn't basically stand for ish anymore. And again, this is what we're talking about is a guy who admitted he didn't. This isn't like speculation. He said, yes, I made 40 bets while I was a football player at Indiana while suiting up. I had 90,000 different bets, over $90,000 bet. And yes, I know I'm not supposed to bet on pro sports, and I did. And I know I'm not supposed to bet on my team, and I did. And I know there's this thing called integrity and collegiate, and integrity is kind of big in this business, in this industry. And yeah, for this to be like so difficult, I know Pete Rose is rolling over in his grave. He's like, dude, I'm in the dirt, and didn't get in the Hall of Fame for doing exactly what he's doing, and he's going to get a 2-game suspension. What the hell are we doing, Jake?
Man, and if the NCAA can't win this one, there's no use for him. There's no use for him. Get rid of him. Like, if this is, this should have been the most black and white, cut and dry thing ever. This should have been the easiest one. The fact that they lost this one to an injunction, they serve no purpose. They serve absolutely no purpose.
And to call, by the way, for them, for the lawyers to be able to come out and call this a mental illness, but I have to have a trainee tell me they're not mentally ill, pisses me off. No. I'm like, you're going to cut off your wiener and you're not mentally ill? But yeah, gambling is mental illness? No.
It is. How you could ever have accountability now, and Texas Tech can never talk, but they've become the villain. So nobody's happier today than Lane Kiffin and Michigan fans, because Texas Tech's about to catch all the hate. And I understand the predicament that Joey McGuire's in. I do, but you
don't have a backup
there.
Quarterback. Yeah.
Yeah. Well. Like,
you knew about it at Cincinnati.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. You didn't do your due diligence, and then you got your boosters to give him $6 million, and then he got suspended. And then also now, in the society we live in, if you don't back the player, you're never going to get another one. So, but he put himself in this spot, so he's not absolved by any nature. But the fact is, Johnny Radio, is that if there's a line in the statement that was read by the court that said, if we did not grant him this injunction, there would be irreparable harm and damage to him. So if I go out and rob a bank right now, and my job doesn't let me come back next week, do I get an injunction? Because that would cause irreparable harm to me. It's just, if we live in a world now where if you're ever having to face consequences, you say, I have mental health issues, and that you get leniency, we're cooked.
No,
we're
kidding.
Cooked. It's all cooked. This is one of the, and I say this, it's a two-sided coin. It's a terrible day, but it may end up being an awesome day. And here's why. One, it's a terrible day because of the precedent that it set across the board. But it could be an awesome day because now that the NCAA has truly been shown they are the emperor with no clothes, maybe we can get rid of them. And then we get rid of them, we can have our own rules. This is why this isn't going to affect the Texas Rangers or the Houston Texans. Why? Because the league would not allow it. Because when you sign up to play for that league, there are certain guidelines and structures and guardrails that are built in that are not able to be overturned.
All professional leagues are that way.
And that's why we
Except
have to
for
have
college football.
Bargaining. That's the only way. And I'm not a huge fan of it, but I don't want to let perfect get in the way of better. When you look at what we have, because it's a disaster, and today is a disaster, but it could end up being a good thing.
It's just so weird that the NCAA has their hands. I mean, there's only every law program across their country at their fingertips. Put together a think tank, get the smartest minds in the world together in a room, and figure it out, bro. It shouldn't be that hard. I mean, y'all had so
I don't
many.
Know, maybe the
How
NCAA
did they have
really,
so many stupid rules? Like you could have a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but you can't have a banana. Or
no, it's just like the more I look at the NCAA and the way they handle things, I actually don't know if they have smart people.
I don't think they do.
I think it may be like an Idiocracy situation, like the movie, where just you had enough dumb people work there for a long time that it just became a lot of dumb people. And maybe that's what we're dealing with. But look, man, that's what I'm telling you. Like, if you can't adjudicate this one, if you can't win this one, which one are you going to win?
Who's the guy that right now, is it Charlie Barker? Who's the head of
Baker,
whatever. Yeah, something like that. I knew it was something like that. For some reason, we don't even now know their names like we used to. We used to be all up in everything that they were doing, but he took over in a couple years ago, I think, and it's been like just watching him lose and lose.
Yeah, and look, it's not all on him, right?
Like, no, it's not his fault. He didn't set it. He took over something that was already like dead. He just hadn't done anything.
Yeah, he was trying to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic after it hit the iceberg. Like, it may look good, but like, this thing's going down, brother.
Well, I know one thing. If he does get to play, it completely undermines and corrupts the integrity of college sports. It really does. It would just be ridiculous. Now, I know you got a lot of stuff coming down the pipe. Y'all are very busy over there. Can you kind of give me a little taste of what I'm going to get to watch this week?
Ooh, I'll serve you up a little bit, Johnny Radio. We got the Sorsby thing today. It's already out. And it's a full breakdown. We got all the details on what's going on, what the NCAA can do back. So go to Crane & Co. and it's our YouTube channel or Apple Podcasts or Spotify or whatever. And then tomorrow, we are going to be releasing our College World Series preview.
Ooh.
Make sure you check that out. We have a huge college baseball following. We get as into it and as in-depth as anybody out there. So if you love college baseball, head on over to our YouTube channel. Go ahead and subscribe and get ready for some deliciousness on your plate tomorrow.
Dude, I appreciate your time so much, and I enjoy your show more than anything. You be blessed. Tell all the guys I said what's up, and just keep kicking ass.
Sounds good, guys. I appreciate it.
That's my man, Jake Crane. Late for a break. Got Terry Davis, don't I? TD. He's just chilling in the summer right now, isn't he?
Waiting on the NBA draft, no more on TD. But then, you know, he's probably on somebody's golf course. Got some other areas of pimping that he probably got, you know, take up.
I'm shocked he ain't in Brazil yet. But man gets there, Matt, more than I do. I will also be shocked that these people out there, man, they're so crazy. Like, I was so agitated to find this out because, like, I really like this neighbor. Dude who lived down the street from me, man. Like, unfortunately, his house got foreclosed on. Like, it's heartbreaking. Like, dude, like, that sucks. Please don't let that happen to you. I was like, man, why didn't you call my buddy Bill over at I Buy Houses? 901-406-1101. Any house, any area, as is simple as that. Don't get foreclosed on. Please. 901-406-1101. Call my buddy Bill at I Buy Houses. Also, what if you just inherited a house and you came back for a funeral and you go there and you find out you inherited a house and you're like, well, what do I do? I live in Hawaii. Then you know what you're going to do? You're going to get your money in 5 days. That's right. Guaranteed to close in 5 days. Can you tell me anybody that can do it faster? I don't think so. 901-406-1101. Any house, any area, as is. As simple as that. Call my buddy Bill at I Buy Houses. He's also got his homie Lloyd Patterson with him. It's Bill and it's Lloyd and they buying up houses. You got to pick up the phone and call 901-406-1101. That's 901-406-1101. Call my buddy Bill. A bing, a bang, a boom. You're done. We're back in 2 minutes. Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Available locally on your radio dial as well as around the world online at sports56whbq.com. Take us with you everywhere by downloading the Sports 56 app. And at home, just say, Alexa, play Sports 56. Wherever you are, it's easy to stay tuned to Sports 56 and 98.5.
All the wisdom of the universe is in these bones.
Now back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. Man, I keep forgetting who I am today. It's not good. Thought I was Dave Lotion a little bit earlier. Oh, I was Wolo during Wolo and Friends.
At least for about 50 minutes or so.
And then I was an hour.
We give you the hour credit.
Well, why are you trying to take away my credit, bro?
I never do. You don't take away my hour credit, so I don't take
dig
away
that.
Yours.
Thank you. Like, man, we got to pay bills, bro. Yeah, that was a small little 2-minute break, like I said.
This is true.
Wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. How you like me now? there is a bunch of wild stuff going on out there. We have the College World Series is basically almost set. We're waiting for 2 more teams to punch their tickets. It looks like Oklahoma and Alabama will be doing that. I believe they start the games got suspended. Alabama was up 7-3, I believe, and Oklahoma's up 8-1. I think it might be like, yeah, but I mean, St. John's is dead. You know what I'm saying?
No more Guido Ball.
No more. Yeah, Rick Pitino can't help them. I'm sorry. It's just facts. And
okay, that Alabama is clinched. They're done.
When did they start that game back
well,
up?
Well, it's saying it's 7-2 final. The 7-2 score is now final. So I guess that was game one because it's just listed as them being up 1-0. And Kansas.
Oh, they're up 1-0, but you have it's a 2-game series.
Yeah, they're up 7. Well,
yeah, so it's not over because they were starting today.
Starting, right.
They're supposed to start the college baseball.
It's in technical difficulties with that one, so I don't know if the technicality is rain or whatever.
Oh, yesterday it was rain, yeah. I was watching that game. I was all up in that junk going crazy as all get out.
And Oklahoma,
damn,
Kansas,
it does.
They will resume it at noon. They're going to resume in the next 20 minutes at Oklahoma and Kansas. Old school Big 8 battle right there.
Hold up. Wait a minute. It's a chopper. Pion, pion, pion. Pion, pion, pion. There's no way they can call the game. Can they call a game after 7 innings?
I think they can. You can do that in the majors, though.
No, dude, there's no way. It's not final. They're going to start that game back today.
I think they would. You know.
Like, it's college World Series. It's college baseball, man.
I mean,
it was Mississippi State was up 7-0 on Georgia,
they can
bro.
Come back, right? That game ain't over, Chief.
Yeah, so if they put oh, yeah, it looks like look into that for me, Jared, over there, and see if Alabama and St. John's is actually final. Do a little research for me, because I thought they were going to restart that game back up at 1:00 today. But again, I have been wrong before. I also thought the Oklahoma Kansas game was going to start at 4:00 today. Am I wrong on these things?
Well, they started that one. That one just suspended, and they will resume play within the next 20 minutes or so.
Oh, which with Alabama and St. John's?
No, that's Oklahoma, Kansas.
Oh, it's about to start?
Yeah.
They're going to resume
play.
Okay, we need to get our gambling right.
For real.
Are these games getting started? Because it's very, very important. I know all the people out there, if I'm confused, y'all are confused. I've been watching college baseball all damn weekend, betting on all these games. Killing it, by the way.
Apparently, they were in the bottom of the fourth when they suspended. Well, bottom of the third.
I watched the games get suspended yesterday. I know about the suspensions, yeah. But like I said, I still got bets out left from yesterday. In fact, let's see, live. Holy hell, they settled it.
Gave you that back.
Hold on, let me see. Let me make sure I'm not crazy.
Gave it back.
Where's my Alabama? No, never mind. For some reason, where the hell is my bet? Open, live. It's not in settled. Gonna get a call from me. Gonna get a call from me. Damn, dude, this is driving me nuts. My app's not even helping me, man. It's supposed to have everything. College sports, baseball, people.
It's probably because they don't even know themselves. Folks probably try to make a decision.
Damn, dude. They really don't have it.
They really ain't got it up.
All right, maybe live. Let me check live. 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 I got soccer stuff, basketball, foreign basketball, table tennis, cricket. Anybody bet on cricket before?
Nah.
Me neither, man. It's one thing I can say. Well, no.
Nah, you know the rules, Chief.
I don't either. Like, they got crazy scores. Like, you'll see, like, 420-69 or something.
Right.
Like 420-69, somebody getting high, somebody getting down.
Yeah.
Two people getting down and somebody getting high.
They probably be two of the squarest folks that's playing that game with the score, too.
Dude, it says right here, at least according to my gambling app, it says we have a U.S. cricket team in the ICC Cricket World Cup is going on right now, and the USA is playing the Netherlands. USA is in the first inning, and if you want to bet on some cricket, you can lay 250 for 100. If you like Netherlands, which has Grasshopper Cafe, Umaguma Cafe, they got cafes everywhere that are full of marijuana. It's crazy. When you go to a coffee, you know, when we go to Starbucks here, they sell you pastries. When you go to a coffee shop in Amsterdam, they sell you marijuana. Different.
It's my kind of place.
Dude, I loved all the coffee shops in Amsterdam are awesome. And then there's a place called the Umaguma Cafe, and the bottom is like a coffee shop. Then you can go upstairs, like you buy your reefer down there at the coffee shop, and then you go upstairs to the second floor, and it's got a pool table and TVs, and it's a bar.
You said they're like a dude, old school dude that was born in like 63 or something.
Dude,
reefer.
Dude, yeah. Bro, but you go upstairs, man, and the upstairs, not only do you got your, you know, your big old junts, and remember, like, their junts are so long over there, and they had cones before we even knew what cones were. I came back from Amsterdam in the 90s. Like, I felt like Stoney MacGyver. Nobody had ever seen a filter joint. Everybody was like, oh, my God, that is genius. And I'm like, yeah, I invented it. I was lying then. It didn't bother me to lie then. I mean, yeah, I did it every day. Like, I always say, yeah, my name's Richard. Mm-hmm.
It worked.
Richard Cox.
Hey, Johnny, I looked into the Alabama St. John's. It said they were supposed to resume at 11 today, like 11 Central. So I don't know.
But they ain't got no action in most.
Man, give me. Somebody's got to know what the hell's going on with college baseball. Let me know at the Sissy's Log Cabin text and listener line, because life is too short for ordinary jewelry.
Oh, we have a text just came in that said Bama won 7-2.
Yay! Well, then give me my money. You know that song? Never mind. You know the song.
Yeah, I know.
Give me my money. Blank, blank, blank. Better give me my money. Give me my money. Give me my money.
I can't say who was by, but I know the song very well.
I like it. Dadgummit. So do we have any? So we did get it. Thank you, Texter. Bama has won. I really do appreciate that very much. One other question. What about the other game? Did we find out about Kansas and Oklahoma? They were in the third inning.
In the same screenshot on the text that shows that Alabama won by 5, it says that it's supposed to start resuming at 1 p.m. Eastern. So that's 2 p.m. I mean, 12.
I ain't think I told you.
If it's Eastern, then we got 15 minutes, bro. Yeah. Can somebody, like, give me a line?
They don't even have one.
I mean, there's got to be, like, Oklahoma right minus 6.5, 7.5.
They got the game up, but with no action.
Oh, hold on. We got a different gambling site. Dude, that's why you got to have more than one, people.
This is true.
That's why you got to have at least three.
I think all of them, like, we don't know what's going on.
Damn, dude, this one doesn't either.
Hard Rock, BetMGM, DraftKings, FanDuel, whoever.
College baseball. Damn, bro. Some idiot's going to go take St. John's not knowing they're eliminated, because you can bet on their futures and get $100,000 for a $100 bet.
Hey, St. John's the best baseball team in Queens in 2026. Just saying.
I wonder if that Alabama they got Alabama plus 1,400 to win the World Series. Right now, the Georgia Bulldogs and the North Carolina Tar Heels are plus 275. They are your betting favorites.
I think Carolina was like overall third going into the Super Regionals.
Well, I know, but I watch this Carolina team, and they have good pitching. I just don't see – they don't mash. You know what I mean?
Look, Johnny, the listeners on it today, I just got another one that says that O'Hull hit 4 doubles, including a walk-off.
You talking about for North Carolina?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that dude is an absolute freak. Like, those are just facts, Jack. So what were the stat line that he gave for him for Hull? Hull's the center fielder for North Carolina, who was 4-for-5 yesterday and had the game-winning deep left double that scored, what, French and some other dude. for North Carolina. I think it was Gallagher. But anyway, the point is that dude had three doubles yesterday. One, two, and three doubles. And then you're like, oh, he's 3 for 4 on the day with three doubles. And then you pitch to him. And guess what he does? Shockingly, he hits another double off the bottom of the wall. And USC, which has one of the most storied programs in college baseball, do you realize that? What is this, 26 years since they've been back to the World Series? I think 99 was the last time that they'd been there, like the same year was the Knicks. But what a walk-off by Hull. What a comeback by North Carolina. And you knew, like for me, you had to know that their booties were a little bit tight. Because North Carolina, they had to score three runs in the final two innings to get that bad boy. It was 3-1 going into the bottom of the eighth. 3-1. And they chipped away in the eighth because they got a nice double to deep right center field. And guess who scored? Hull. And then in the ninth inning, like I said, it was the walk-off double with two outs, runners on second and third. Gallagher and French did they business, dude. It was a fascinating game. But again, I don't know if North Carolina has enough hitting. They got great pitching, man. But dude, Texas is deep in pitching too. Did you see their closer coming in there and just go? He came in the eighth yesterday against Oregon when Texas took the lead. Did you see that one at all?
No, I didn't.
So Oregon and Texas are playing late last night. I'm watching this bad boy. Oregon, they get down early. They come back. They tied this bad boy up 4-4 yesterday. This game is getting a little bit scary. Texas has hit a lot of deep balls, a lot of hard hit outs to center field. Just not far enough on a few of them. And you're watching this damn game and you're thinking to yourself, oh, they are screwed. And in the eighth inning, Rodriguez, their shortstop, hits a double to left. Bases were loaded, by the way. Two guys come around the bases and score. And all of a sudden, Texas takes the lead 6-5. Because, again, it was 4-0 Texas. And then all of a sudden, Oregon storms back. They got a 5-4 lead after seven. And then you're like, oh, man, this might be Oregon. This thing might go three. Nah, top of the eighth inning, Texas just don't play. And, again, the thing that was impressive is the final six outs of that baseball game. My man Cozart for Texas came in there, threw two innings, threw 28 pitches, 22 strikes, four strikeouts out of the six batters he faced. Out of his 28 pitches, 25 of them were fastballs. My man just went up there and said, hit me. Try and hit this-ish. I'm better than you. And, man, the Ducks went quack, quack, went home. They didn't have that Aflac. I'm back in Two Shakes, Sports 56, 98.5 FM.
Did you miss your favorite Sports 56 show?
No!
Check out the podcast, broken down hourly, at sports56whbq.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Be sure to like and subscribe. Never miss any Sports 56 show again with our podcasts available daily from Sports 56 and 90...
The only power source capable of generating 1.21 gigawatts of electricity is a bolt of lightning.
Now, back to Sports 56 Happy Hour on Sports 56 and 98.5 FM. Here once again, Johnny Radio.
Welcome back to a little Sports 56 Happy Hour. I'm your buddy, Johnny Radio. And by the way, that Rodriguez kid for Texas I was telling you about, dude's got a sick glove. Troy Tulowitzki's his freaking coach. And he was a hitting machine this weekend.
Too low.
Yesterday, he had two RBIs, was 2 for 5. And my man's been just playing some hella good baseball. So, yeah, I'm fired up, man. Oklahoma. So, we got, by the way, real quick, Georgia and North Carolina to win the World Series are plus 275.
Dominique Wilkins and Michael Jordan.
Those are the two favorites.
I like that.
Texas coming in at number two is plus 300. They've got hitters everywhere.
Y'all say this is their 39th appearance?
Dude, they got this left fielder, Pack, who's batting 360 on this season. He's a true freshman. I have not seen a kid this young. I mean, think about it. He led the SEC in hitting as a true freshman. Did you know that? As a true freaking freshman.
18-year-old.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
He is a stud. Then they got that second baseman who can hit the hell out of it. Can't remember his name. Their catcher. What's up with these catchers who are mashing? Georgia's catcher is like one of the – they call him Rhino. He's one of the best damn catchers you've ever seen. And then the kid for Texas is a full-grown-ass man, bat 333 on the year, was 3 for 4 yesterday with a homer and two RBIs.
Man, big number inspired, baby.
Dude, like, Texas can hit and pitch. After Texas,
catchers are inspired by the late great Gary.
This is disrespectful. They have West Virginia Mountaineers plus 275 tied at number three. Because again, you got Bulldogs, North Carolina tied for the betting favorite at 275. Longhorns come in there at plus 300. West Virginia's plus 750. Then you got Ole Miss. How in the hell you got Ole Miss this far? You know what Ole Miss does during this time of the year? Like, you remember when they had Tim Elko and all that pitching? Remember that?
They ran into a big old pile in the end of that World Series, right?
They won that bad boy.
That's what I'm saying.
Yes, they had a big old pile. They did. And Tim Elko, with no knees, went out there and was knocking balls in left and right. They took care of Auburn's business pretty easily. But they are plus 800, and that is so confusing to me. Because the pitching, like Hunter Elliott is a knife fighter. The other kid who's so great, damn it, I'm trying to think of his name, and I can't believe I'm drawing a blank. Evie would be so disappointed in me right now. She'd be like, John, how the hell have you forgotten? He's only been the second best pitcher, or probably statistically the best pitcher for the Rebels all year long. John, brain. Damn it, this is going to make me nuts. Who is it, y'all? It starts with an R, I feel like. Somebody hit me at 901-360-8255 and help my brain. The Rebels, man, they beat the brakes off of Auburn, took care of business. Rabe, I told you it started with a freaking R. Tyler Rabe. I was going to get there eventually. I mean, held the Tigers in 2 days to 7 runs. That's getting it done. And then, like, bro, please tell me you saw, like, Udomark hitting this weekend. Judd be crushing baseballs. Like, dude, I love the fact they got seniors that have been sticking with the program, some new young blood. They got pitching coming out the wazoo.
You talking about Texas?
No, I'm talking about Rebels right now. And you get a plus 800. I'm jumping on that. Alabama's plus 1,400. Oklahoma Sooners are plus 1,750. And that is your College World Series. I guess they're basically saying Oklahoma's got this thing in the bag. All we're going to do is bang the NBA. Y'all ready to talk Spurs and Knicks?
Yeah.
Dude, I got two hoop heads. Let's get down on game three NBA Finals.
And we got Germ, too.
Oh, and Germ, so true. Sports 56.
Not only can you listen to your favorite shows on Sports 56, you can also watch video of the shows live on Twitter and YouTube. Watch and listen every day
at Sports 56 WHB.